If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
Esteemed hosts, Jim Vicious!
Pro wrestling has a deep and rich history of pedophilia, and we want to keep that going.
And Tyler Fudge!
Still up fucking the shoe? Looking around like I don't know how I got here. I'm fucking the shoe.
Suplex City Limits!
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 265 of Suplex City Limits, recorded May 9th, 2020. We deal, we cope, and we go on. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's currently covered in baby oil and cocaine, my co-host.
That's what I call my version of coping. You can call me Tyler, you know, the cocaine master, master of the UWF fudge.
There you go. Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. You can follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. You can also donate on our Patreon, become a producer, get yourself a shout-out like Bad Motherfuckers, He's Not Balding, Chris Spalding, Evil Evan, C Money, LPH, LaShawn Patrick Hamilton.
Ooh.
If I Were Gay, I'd Marry Terry Ansel.
Oh, Lord, Caleb.
Caleb used to see the size of his organ field. Morgan Field. Also, check out his band, Red Shores. Good
yeah,
shit.
They have a new EP or something coming out. So,
yeah. Our boy, B-Rad Brad. Lucas Gucci Balducci. Plain Vanilla Martin Corns. Our friends at the Smack It Down podcast. Check them out everywhere podcasts are found. They cover a lot of shit we do not. They are the stardom experts. They are
WXW experts, British wrestling experts, everything we don't touch.
Yeah. Plus cool Australian accents. So check that out. Mike, the Miz Guy Norris, kick ass Keith Martin, the Rice Aroni Jabroni Tyloni, Jumpin' Jeremy Fultz, and the Roach Killer, Fat Chick Thriller, Chris Savage.
Yeah.
He's a married man. I shouldn't say that.
He is a married man with a very pretty wife, too.
I was going to say, he has something in common with...
Carl Anderson.
With Carl Anderson. Got a hot-ass Asian wife.
I was being respectful about it, just saying she's pretty.
What do you think? I mean...
And then you got Jim over here, just like, arr, hot-ass.
What'd you expect from me?
I know, right? Oh, Jim, I forgot to mention it to you. I got my guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've been playing it. I fucking love it. And remember when I was telling you off air that the clean on my Line 6 amp was garbage?
Yeah.
I think it was my old guitar. Because I plugged this in and it was fine. I was like, oh, maybe it was the old electric that I had that sounded like shit on there. Because there that guy sounds fine. And I don't know if I'll be buying the new amp. So I've been having a blast.
Well, we'll talk more about guitars later. I'm going to order a guitar.
Ooh.
Okay. It's happening, so we'll talk about that later too. But this week on the show, guitars, SnowRunner, top three news.
We're going to talk about guitars, SnowRunner, and a little bit of wrestling.
Yeah, and according to Tom Segura, wrestling is for retards. So
yes,
we'll talk about that.
Yes,
we'll see where it takes us. So, as always, it's Saturday morning. We've waked, we've baked, so it's time to jump into this shit. With this week's top three.
Suplex City Limits.
Top three.
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 Suplex City Limits top three. Our top three matches of the week. They all come courtesy of AEW Dynamite.
Send the hate really mail in now.
Really fun AEW show.
Yeah, well, it was. Yeah. You know, going through the last few weeks, obviously, you're looking at AEW. They were taping in QT Marshall's warehouse or whatever the fuck it was. And you could just tell that it was all planned that day, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't really fleshed out. They're changing a lot of plans because when we left off live, MJF was feuding with John Moxley. MJF is nowhere to be found, and it turns into Brody Lee versus John Moxley at the pay-per-view. So, like, that's obviously because, you know, MJF was gone. He was in New York, so they weren't flying people in from New York or California because they were hit hard by the virus. And now it's kind of like a fresh reset, and you got people asking, you know, why are they going live? And you know, all I got to say is this episode was much better than the last few weeks, and going live was a help because they had all hands on deck and they were going strong. So,
yeah, that was one of the best shows they've done since maybe the first show, you know, the first empty arena show.
Oh, yeah, that really one good, was though. Good. And but you know what? A lot of it has to do with Daily Place. It's a beautiful place, you know, and it's an amphitheater. Yeah. So you get a couple people in there, and it fills, you know what I mean? It's built for sound. So the 10 or so fans, quote unquote, you have ringside, kind of the noise travels a lot better.
Yeah, sounded good. We'll start off with, these are in no particular order, as usual, called Cody and Joey Janela. I thought, I don't have a lot on it, but I thought it was a good, fun match. There was some rough shit in there, you know, with Joey, but I don't know.
You're going to get some roughage with Joey because he's not really a quote unquote technical wrestler. You know, he learned by jumping off of roofs, shit like that. So
he has the ambition of a much better wrestler.
Yes. Yeah. He.
But I do love him. I do respect him. I like him.
Yeah. I like his hustle. You know, his what he, you know, he, if he strictly stays to what he's good at in the ring, he's a really great wrestler to watch. You know, you put him in a match against Cody, it's kind of a little bit lopsided because Cody is much better of a technical wrestler. But hey, you know, it's still a good fucking match. Cody really, really kept him going. I don't like the Janela thing where he goes backstage and runs for the clothesline. I don't like that. But hey, whatever.
Not a very fast runner.
No, he's not a very fast runner. But at least this time, Cody got out of the way and Joey missed. So,
well, how would you get hit by that?
He did hit somebody with it before.
Yeah, I know. He's like, this is what I'm gonna. Oh, I'm gonna run down and hit you with this. I'm like, no. How about I dodge that?
Yeah.
How about I dodge that? Next on here, John Moxley, Frankie Kazarian.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a really good match for an empty arena TV show.
Yeah, you know, like if you put that match in front of, you know, 5,000 people, they'd be going nuts, and it'd be a much better match. But, you know, it just so happens that, you know, we're in a time where it's, you know, nobody's there. So there's not a lot of noise. But, you know, Frankie and Moxley is a match that I'd never really thought of wanting to see. And now that I've seen it, it's like, yeah, no, fuck yeah.
They did a good job, too, of getting across the wily veteran, you know, with Kazarian, which, you know, is always a good story. Jim Ross was back. I just thought he was really good this week.
Yeah, you know, a couple weeks really let him refresh.
Yeah. Not bad. And the last match in our top three, Les Sex Gods versus Hardy and Omega.
Yes. Yeah. You know, this match had everything you want.
You know what it was? It was a fucking DDT match, and it was awesome.
It was a DDT match, but you know what? It was also a early 2000s WWF hardcore title match. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I seen Travis tweet it out, and I was like, okay, yeah, no, I can agree with that. That, you know, DDT is essentially the hardcore title back in WWF, just took to another fucking level.
It's the hardcore title, the promotion.
Yeah, you know, like where they just go and, because like you take this match, right? And one thing that stuck to me was somebody said, I've never seen a golf cart in a wrestling match before. And I was like, motherfucker, WrestleMania, Raven, Big Show, and Kane, they almost took the show down.
Right? Clarify something that bothered me. That's not a golf cart. Everyone's calling it a golf cart. It's not a fucking golf cart.
What is it?
It's side by side. Or it's a UTV.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. It's a lot of things, but it's definitely not golf a golf cart. Not.
No, you're right. You're right. I agree. It is the one of those side by sides. Those Raptors or whatever the fuck they're called.
I mean, you know. So I don't know. Anyway, I'm not correcting you. I'm correcting fucking everybody because I keep hearing golf cart. It just bothers me. It's a UTV.
Yeah. I will say the scissor lift spot was pretty fun. You know, having Kenny Omega travel to the sky on the scissor lift and then do a moonsault.
Yeah. So what else you get here? You get three versions of Hardy.
Yeah.
Which is like ridiculous. He starts as
Hardy Boys Hardy, doesn't he?
Was that it?
I think so.
Or did
so.
He start as broken and then go to the old Matt Hardy?
I thought he started as he started as broken Matt, and then when he went to the back he came back as old Hardy Boys Matt Hardy, or V1 you can call it, because he does do the side effect or something that he calls, I don't know, that lay flat fucking rock bottom or whatever the fuck. He does that. That was his version one move. So, and then he comes back as broken Matt or Damascus Matt Hardy from the ice box.
Oh, that was fun, man. I thought this whole thing was super fun. Mm-hmm. And silliness? Yeah, probably, but silly. I enjoyed it.
Like you got Chris Jericho putting pylons on his head, Sammy Guevara getting run over, you know, like. We can't not touch on how fantastic it was to see Sammy Guevara get run over.
It's like Sammy saw Jericho's piss poor attempt at getting hit by it, and he's like, fuck it, dude, we're going. I love Sammy Guevara, and he might be, I don't know, what the fuck do we even call it? The breakout star of the year or something?
Yeah. I think so. I think that's a good way to put it. This is his year so far. You know, something that... You know, somebody else comes out and just usurps him, but fuck, they got a lot of money.
But he's never fucking won, by the way.
And he doesn't need to. Look at that fucking hairdo. You never want to see a guy with that hairdo win. Ever.
Yeah. Dude, a guy like that, you know, too, you think about it, he gets signed to WWE, or NXT, rather. You know, he would go to NXT for how many years? It would never work. No. It would never work out.
You know exactly what would happen. He'd go to NXT. Then he'd get lumped in with 205 in that division, and then that's where he would die, just like Kushida.
Yeah. He would fucking wrestle Jack Gallagher all the time. It's Jack Gallagher, not Gallagher.
The J is silent.
Love you, Burbs. But yeah, really fun shit. Guevara got killed by the UTV. That was good.
And the ending too, where they pose on the sidelines of the Jacksonville Jaguars Stadium, and the Inner Circle thing comes up on the Jumbotron. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
That visualization was fantastic.
Yeah. Good times. So that was the top three of the week. While we're here, I don't have much else to say, really. Is there anything else you have to say about Wednesday wrestling here?
What did you think of Jake Roberts damn near fucking molesting Brandy with the snake?
I thought that was great.
I thought it was too.
That was great. That was fucking
awesome.
Fuck
yeah, man. Like, this is how you do it, man. Like,
it's like, pull your dick out, fucker. Come on.
Give us the heroes of wrestling. Start fucking jerking off the snake.
Just have that snake up my pussy hole.
Oh, fuck. But, like, you take Brandy. This is a perfect spot for Brandy, you know?
Fucking
unconscious.
I fucking hate her, dude. And I hate that... She is like, I'm just waiting for her to like start appearing around, you know, just in the corner of shots. All of a sudden, she'll stick her face out around a corner and look. Like, she just is so thirsty to be on this show.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can see where you come from. I like seeing her because she's really pretty. So I can live with that.
She's just trying to be Stephanie McMahon, and I hate Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah, I mean. It is what it is.
I don't know. She's not good at anything, really. You know, she's just good at standing out there looking hot with her husband.
And I'm glad that's what she's doing right now. You know what I mean? Like,
there's not a lot of go away heat for me in AEW, but she definitely has go away heat with me.
I mean, that's fair. Tweets are wrong.
She's hot as fuck, though. Don't get me wrong. Mm.
There's no go. She doesn't look like X-Pac, so I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, she's a factory of boners. Yeah, that was pretty good. You know, I don't know about that match, QT and Lance Archer. He comes out and he comes storming to the ring and fucks somebody up in the crowd, which I always like. It just goes for one person, fucks him up. But then he gets in there and he'll slam somebody around and shit. And then he just walks around. Yeah. There's not even an audience to look at. If there's a crowd there, you know, maybe, but he should be coming in and fucking people up. And then that's it. You know, I mean, he just kind of lets them lay there and shit. And
like what Karrion Kross did on his debut this week.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot of good things that company is great at, but they are definitely great at, you know, having a squash match.
Yeah, yeah.
To the point where their fans were mad that a guy got a couple of moves in on an AEW match because they've been so, you know, bred by WWE what a squash match is.
Yeah, yeah. To the point where Matt Hardy is giving us examples on BTE on what a squash match is. I know you don't really watch it so much now.
I don't. I didn't see it.
Did you see it?
No, but what's the deal?
Well, over the last few weeks, they're taking like match types, and Matt Hardy in his Damascus form explains what it is, like a squash match, right? What a squash match is, a jobber, right? This is fantastic. That's great. But yeah, so there hasn't been much mid-hit. In highlights. Got you mid hit, yeah. It makes me want to do a hit now. So,
dude, I'm smoking this shit. It's called ER, dude.
Oh, so have you had to go to the ER? Or do you just see George Clooney in your head working?
It's named after a dude's name. It's like, I forget his name. He's some kind of a, you know, grower or something. But I thought it may as well be the ER because this shit fucks me up, dude.
Yeah.
Like, more than I actually like. Like, I don't really like this shit. Because it's too much, you know?
I can't remember.
Too much.
I can't remember. I know. I got one called Strawberry. I don't know. Actually, I don't know.
So, I guess we're going to see how this goes.
We'll see. Fuck it. I mean, like, what's the worst that can happen? We've had stoned episodes. Every episode's a stoned episode. So, you know,
yeah.
I get really fucked up every episode to the point where after we're done, I got to take a mid-Saturday afternoon nap.
I usually do when my chick's at work, but when she's off, she makes me go do stuff, like life stuff, you know?
Yeah, and then you're just ripped. It's real
out of my brain, dude. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that was pretty much all for AEW, NXT. The Killer Kross entrance is great.
Yeah.
You know, he just squashed him, a dude. That was cool.
Damn near killed him. Yeah, it's just fucking just... It's great. I really like he's got a good cadence about him. You believe that he's unhinged by looking at his face. He just looks like he can murder you. You know, so, yeah. I just ashamed that he's called Karrion and not Killer, so.
Well, you know.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you're done.
What does it mean? We talked about it last week. I don't know.
Yes. Yes, we did. Who cares? I can't remember, so it doesn't really matter that much.
So. Yeah, and there I pretty much like fast forward watch NXT now.
Yeah, me too.
You know, because I just can't even be bothered. Even for something like Io Shirai and Charlotte Flair, she's another one. Charlotte Flair, she's got go away heat with me.
I don't want to watch her.
I have like, I just want nothing to do with it. So yeah. I keep moving there.
I also don't subscribe to Velveteen Dream being a main eventer. So like that title match really meant nothing to me at the main event of you know, Adam Cole and Velveteen Dream. I didn't care.
Yeah, I thought they built this up as a really big card. I didn't really give a shit about it, but they built it up like almost a takeover type thing, and it, you know, didn't win the ratings, I don't think.
No, it didn't. In fact, AEW beat Raw on the 18 to 34 demographic. They had more people. Yeah,
really?
AEW had more people between the age of 18 to 34 watching their show than Raw did.
Yeah. Well, that's a way more fun show.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So yeah, well, too, you take it too. It's like a lot of the fun comes from the crowd that's around ringside. So
yeah, I don't know. And NXT, I didn't understand it. I don't know why. It's not as good as it was a few years ago, and it should be better. They have so many young people, but I don't know. What do you think happened there that it's just degraded? The weekly 2 hours of live weekly television, is that what has brought it down? I don't know.
That could be it. The weekly 2 hours of television, the sheer massive influx on the main roster and having to take people from NXT multiple times a year. Could be that.
Having to use Dijakovic every single week.
Oh, and Damian Priest.
Every week, and I couldn't give a shit about that guy.
No.
And I don't know why. I'm not even sure what it is.
Like,
I just don't give a shit.
He's a good wrestler, and for a guy his size to be able to move like he does, yeah, sure, at times it's awe-inspiring. But he's got nothing else, in my opinion. Like, character-wise, I don't give a shit about him. His taunt looks stupid. Looks like he just picked his asshole and pointed to the sky. Like, fuck.
There you go. Let's move on. I suppose we should get into all of the happenings of the week.
Oh, we're going to dive right into the news, hey?
You notice how we don't have sponsors anymore?
We don't have sponsors anymore.
I just stopped pitching to sponsors. Do we have sponsors?
We don't. No? And you want to know, you want me to be give some behind the scenes here?
Sure.
With the people listening, once you stop throwing to them, I took that as a, oh good, I don't need to look for new commercials anymore. Because like, I damn near ran out of commercials. Over like the last year, I found them all, I feel.
We could just use them over. It doesn't matter.
We could, but then I feel bad.
Oh, fuck.
I do have a bank folder of a bunch of them, so.
Well, there you go. I'll start pitching to it again in the future.
Okay.
I like that we stop the show and we have like a meeting about the creation of the show.
You just listened to a Futter, a Suplex City Limits?
All right, now unpause the recording.
Okay.
Let's get into the news, motherfucker.
This week in the news. I don't have anything written down. So yeah. Fuck yeah. That was the news.
Alright, I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to us. Let's start off with the somber news so that we can start making fun of people and
you know
making
what, though?
Jokes about dicks.
Before we get into that somber news, I gotta tell you, man. You know, I gotta get into using that Supreme gasoline.
Okay.
The guy that died's name is Supreme.
It is.
Sorry. I had to do that because I'm a narcissistic motherfucker and I do not know who the Supreme guy is, so I had to talk somewhere.
Okay. yeah. Lester, I don't know how to mispronounce his last name. Perfors? It's an interesting last name. Better known as Supreme. He passed away at the age of 49 this week. I remember him from some XPW shit back in the day. He also wrestled for FMW. A lot of people would say deathmatch legend. I'll give you that. That's good with me. Nice guy. I know a lot of people. He was really, around in the Cali scene. And Evil Evan has met him, and Hot Tub Guy, and all of our California homies. Everybody had nice things to say about him. He trained a bunch of people. Died of a heart attack at 49. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, no. Because he had involvings with the Santino Brothers school. Right?
Was closing, but now isn't?
Oh, really?
I don't know. We should have been covering that. I know that there was the talk that there was closing. That's a real bummer because a lot of great people go through there.
A lot of great people, and then you got guys like my buddy Rob LaFoon who went through.
Did he?
Yeah. He trained a little while with what's his name? Big guy ROH Villain Enterprises.
Brody
King.
Yeah. got, there's too many Brodies now. I'm like,
Brody. I know. I wanted to say Brody Lee, and I was like, it's not Brody Lee, though. It just looks like Brody Lee. He said he was very stiff.
Famous B, part of that there.
Famous B was part of that. A lot of the guys that were just background guys for Lucha Underground were from Santino Brothers, I feel.
Hot Tub Guy is always at their shows, and he has tons of videos on his Facebook and shit.
Yeah.
He always goes to all those shows. He has a new podcast, I think, with Kevin Gill, actually.
Oh, really?
They have a bunch of, they do like a show with guests. So they have, a lot of indie.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it like the Weed Show or something? It's got something like Weed and
Wrestling Buds.
Yes. Yes. That's what it is. Yeah. Yes. Pretty cool. He's recovered from that AAA fiasco pretty well, I feel. Kevin Gill.
Yeah. I never had a problem with Kevin Gill. When we ran down his commentary, it deserved it.
Yeah, but it's not a problem with Kevin Gill. It's just a problem with, what happened that night in that commentary.
Yeah, exactly. Right? By all accounts, he's a pretty decent guy. I've talked to him here and there on Twitter, interacted with him and stuff. Seems like a super nice guy.
I've never interacted with him, but I've heard him on The Observer recently. It just seems like a down-to-earth nice guy.
He likes ICP, and that makes me want to judge him, because I kind of do. Like, you like ICP, you're a juggalo. Like, anybody who self-identifies as a juggalo,
I kind of judge you.
I'm gonna look at a little bit fucking sideways.
Yeah, you've gotta then work to get me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, because you're already starting off at a deficit.
Man. Yeah, you're on the wrong foot there right away.
I mean, I've talked about it here before, where I had like juggalos trying to sell me some kind of crazy heart medication pills and shit.
Snake oil.
Some kind of prescription drug that I looked up. Yeah, it was for like, I don't know, blood pressure or a seizure. It was seizure medication or something.
And they wanted you to take it for your heart?
No, they wanted to sell it to you.
Oh.
Yeah. They wanted to know for your fucking family. And they're like, nope.
Why would I go to the juggalos for my pharmaceutical needs? Unless it was heroin or meth.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Meth probably be the way to go.
Yeah.
In other news. Well, I'm saying that's where you definitely get that at an ICP show.
But New Japan is supreme. Sorry.
Well, yeah. New Japan has canceled a bunch of shit. They canceled the Best of the Super Juniors tour. They also canceled weekly. What the fuck is this? God damn it! All my shit's fucked up over here.
Well, they canceled the Wrestle Dynasty as well in America. It seems New Japan they're in no rush to come back. Until they can get some semblance of normal, because you do have some Japanese shows starting to come back, I believe, but just without crowds, because I believe All Japan and NOAH are doing no crowds.
And Stardom too.
Okay, and Stardom as well. So that's weird. Hey, Stardom lives and dies off of those fucking pervy old men showing up.
Hey, yeah, dude. Yeah, they had a bunch of shit go on this week. Viva La JD tried to tell me about it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they got, like, a tournament or something going on, right?
I mean, they have... He's telling me, and I'm like, okay. I just didn't really gather everything, because, me, I'm high with it.
Well, you can... I only know certain names that are over there now in Stardom. A couple of years ago, I knew a bulk of the girls that were there, but now it's been so much change. I only know of, like, Mayu Iwatani, Tam Nakano, because she's fucking adorable, and there's that Nakano girl that's not Bull Nakano's daughter, but yeah,
she is not.
No. I don't believe there's any relation.
It's no fucking, and of course Maki Ito, but she doesn't wrestle for Stardom.
No,
I think I have a crush on her.
Yeah, with all the swear words she has.
Just everything about it.
The middle finger. She's adorable. She is.
Yeah.
What was her word lately? Fucking peg or something. Wasn't it or something like that?
I don't even remember. There's a lot of them. It's like Pee Me Fucker was one, and like Rusty Trombone. If you don't follow Maki Ito on Twitter, you should.
You should.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. WWE Raw ratings sink to a record low.
Yeah, this is not holiday records. This is record.
We're at a time where everybody's at home.
It's wild.
And, you know, everything else seems to have improved ratings. People are watching shit right now. You can't make this argument. Well, it's, you know, everybody's watching shit. Ratings are up. So
yeah, now the ratings are mainly up for news, though. News has got the highest ratings they've had in years.
What kind of fucking people? Why would you sit and watch that?
Oh, those people are just fucking they're crazy. They got nothing else better to do than scare themselves. They got to be in on all the new conspiracy theories, like 5G is causing coronavirus and shit.
And in the evening, me and my friends all get on, we, you know, do our shit. We all get on Xbox and we laugh until tears go down our fucking faces and our stomachs hurt. And like, I can't even fucking breathe.
Oh.
And that's what I do in the evening. And that enriches my life. I feel bad if you're sitting there watching like fucking news all night, dude.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No. Like, I binge watched The Last Dance this week.
Yes.
It was fucking fantastic. I can't wait.
So good.
Oh my good Jesus. You know, it's just
four episodes left.
Four episodes. So that they do two episodes a week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's 2 weeks left of it. And I'm fine with that. That'll tie.
God. I mean, we're in the middle of the wrestling news, but basketball in that era, that's when I was growing up and I watched basketball. Yeah. So obviously I'm gonna be a little bit of a homer for it, but it was the pinnacle of basketball in the 90s.
I agree. Look at the star power the league had. You know what I mean? Like, just the sheer mass of recognizable faces. You know, you had, obviously the three from Chicago. Then you've got Karl Malone. You've got John Stockton. You got fucking Reggie Miller. All these fucking guys. Kobe Bryant's coming into the league. Shaq. You know, like, so much.
It was just a better time for basketball. I mean, it was like more of a man's game. Like, there's violence in there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's gritty. And it's a people saying, you know, this whole debate has come up again. I kind of brought it up again, but everyone with their go Kobe and or LeBron are better than Michael Jordan.
No, Michael's the best. Michael's
wrong. LeBron doesn't have to go in and try to get into the hoop against Bill Laimbeer, who's just choke slamming him and shit. You know.
Well, like into a lot of people, they'll say you'll never look at Michael Jordan the same way again after watching The Last Dance. And it's like, dude, that's exactly how I think any elite athlete is. You don't become an elite athlete without being some kind of a cocky, you know, self-centered guy.
Michael Jordan wants to win more than fucking anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. And I understand, because that's what he's worked his whole life for.
And he likes to gamble.
Yeah. Yeah,
you see him hustling with that dude playing that little game where I guess
the quarters game or whatever.
To get it as close to the wall without hitting it is that the deal? Or
I think so. Or like you gotta hit it and get it to bounce the least or something like that. Or I don't know how the game actually works, but yeah,
he will fucking do anything. But yeah, that's really good and a way better spend of time. Yeah. I suggest just go out and buy a video. Well. It's almost at the end of a console generation. Maybe don't play.
Now is not really the time because they're not going to get much lower than they are now. You know, until the next console comes out.
That's true.
And PlayStation's coming out at a very high price tag. So, and the Xbox, what? The Xbox has been postponed a little bit, hasn't it? It's not coming out this fall.
I'm not aware of that.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I could be
wrong. Anywho, moving on. We're talking about the ratings. How did we get that far off?
Oh, man. Anyway, we've done a lot tremendous. This episode. We were talking with Supreme and got the Kevin Gill. So,
it is deserved. It is deserved. This show is fucking terrible. I don't watch it, but I see, you know, I see the clips and I'll read the results, and it just so fucking bad.
It is
so fucking bad. You deserve this, but they're blaming it on this, and I don't think that's the reason the ratings are down. I think that's part of it, but also it's awful. If it was good, it would be a different story.
And isn't there like some of their stockholders are suing Vince McMahon or something like that? Like, he's got a lot of suits. He's got a lot of legal problems going on right now, as far as I know. So I know somebody's threatened a lawsuit, obviously because of the XFL, but then there's another guy's threatened a lawsuit because of basically lying to shareholders about why this is going down and stuff like that. But and lying stocks, to him saying that XFL wasn't a part of the WWF, and then it comes out that it was. They own 28%. They didn't like being lied to about that. Like, Vince is finding out that his wrestling carny days don't fly anymore.
I was say, you bought stock at a company that is ran by a fucking carny.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what did you expect was going to fucking happen?
Yeah, exactly. Right? Most people don't know what carnies are. They don't know a carny motherfucker when they see him.
No, like they go to the carnivals and they think they're shooting on a regular basketball hoop. Bro, you're not. You know what I mean? And if you are, your ball's overinflated. It's all done against you. That's carny shit. And that's what wrestling used to be. That's what wrestling still is for the most part. Smoke and mirrors.
So there's that. WWE had edited Roman Reigns out of some shit on Raw from WrestleMania 31. That's hilarious, dude. After all this shit that they've done with this guy and they've been through with this guy to be that petty is so shitty.
Yeah, and then immediately comes out afterwards, too, is like damage control, that Roman Reigns will have a match just on a Fox show. Greatest WrestleMania matches of all time, or greatest Money in the Bank matches of all time, or some bullshit like that. And then he comes out and he has a statement where he's linking this to having two newborn twins and doesn't want to put their life in danger. And then WWE is editing him off shows.
It's so funny. Yeah. Then they built this guy. This was their dude. They spent all this time. They tanked everything to try to build this guy. And then now this is where they are. They're in here editing him out of shit.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, it's fucking great. I hate to, you know, fall into it, but I hate them. And I love when shit goes against them.
Yeah.
I love their demise or anything that fucks with them. I enjoy it. I don't care. I'm just going to be straight up with you.
Like, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of great people that work in the WWE, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of talented people. I wouldn't want to wish ill on their livelihoods ever, but it's nice to see when the WWE gets what's coming to them. You know, I like it.
Yeah. Well, like any heel, you want to see them get their comeuppance.
You know, the greatest story in wrestling is, you know, the rise and fall of the WWF. That is the greatest story in wrestling ever.
Yeah. So there's that. What else we got?
Something popped in my head and it's gone.
I wonder why.
I know.
AEW was fined $10,000 by the Maryland State Athletic Commission for the John Moxley Kenny Omega match, this isn't an on story. I just wanted to bring it up just to point out that Chris Cruz is a fucking bitch.
Chris Cruz is a bitch.
Fuck you.
Like, they're even like doctoring these photos of people on the payroll. Like, they're like, it makes no sense. You know what I mean? It's like, they're just trying to just be assholes. And it's
what a Karen motherfucker he is.
Yeah, yeah. And like, to think now, you got David Bixenspan over as a baby face for me.
To get the fuck out of here. He's not over as a baby face with his own mother, probably.
Well, I mean, look at him. But no, it's just one of those things where you look at the Maryland Athletic Commission when it comes to wrestling. Like, you can't do springboards off the ropes. You can't do any variation other of a kick than a kick. You know, there's a lot of these weird, archaic rules in American wrestling.
Except WWE doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, why can't, you know, if you won't find them for doing 99% of the things that are outlined in your commission that you can't do, you're going to find them for the 1%, the no blood rule, but you won't find it for anything else. So, like, if you won't find for anything else, it's like they won't find for the blood either, and then you do it and they find you. And it's like, okay, well, it's not like Tony Khan doesn't have money.
It's a pretty much a nothing thing. I just had it here in my story so that I could remember to tell Chris Cruz to fuck himself.
Yeah, fuck you, Chris Cruz.
Triple H and Stephanie McMahon will be hosting a WWE memorabilia show for A&E. I assume because Stephanie saw American Pickers and liked it.
Jesus Christ.
If only, and this was pointed out to me by a good buddy, B-Rad Brad, as he said, he's like, if only they had two guys who did this show already. Fuck those two. I would watch that show. I would watch those two.
I watch it on YouTube. I like it.
Well, yeah, but this is just ridiculous. It's just a fucking vanity project.
Yeah.
It's just her like, oh, we should do something like that. And he's like, oh, fuck, I guess. I'd really love to spend more fucking time with you, bitch.
Yeah, that's all I wanted now when I come home from the office in Stanford and I come home from the office in Florida. Just to go over to Idaho to look at wrestling collections. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They already had the people who should host a show like that.
Yeah, yeah. Zach Rudd and Curt Hawkins, but you let them go. Because you don't know anything. Because, like, really, though, who would let go of Zach Ryder and Curt Hawkins when... Zach Hawkins and Curt Ryder.
Best tag team last year, man.
You don't just release this. You know, you're going to do this show on a whim. You know what I mean? You test it with audiences, you do this, you do that. So this has obviously been in the works for some sort of months. You know, I'm not saying it could have been six, it could have been three, whatever. And you would just openly get rid of the two easy choices to fucking host this show. Like, have you ever seen American Pickers and some of the personalities that they have there? Come on.
Yeah.
Steph does not have personality.
Like that. She's got tits. Hot broad. That hot broad who works at the office on
there. Yes, with the tattoos. Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a bunch of nudes online. Yes, check them out.
Oh, I've seen them. I'm saying that.
Yes, she does. I've seen them.
I've watched my fair share of American Pickers with my father.
Yeah, well, Canadian Pickers, right? I mean,
well, there also is Canadian Pickers, but they're not as good.
Yeah. That's the one that the dude from
The Cowboy.
The dude from Letterkenny fucking loves and watches.
Yes, yes, yes. I believe they're even on an episode of Letterkenny, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. It's a great crossover. But yeah, they've been working with A&E, because A&E will also be airing original 2-hour documentaries of their award-winning biography series on Randy Savage, Roddy Piper, Booker T, Stone Cold, and Shawn Michaels. Try to fucking cash in on that dark side of the ring, buddy, baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah. Do it justice. Let me see you do it justice, sure. Because the dark side of the ring. Especially Randy Savage one. It's going to be such a powder puff take on Randy Savage. Like, I'm wearing a Randy Savage shirt right now. But that guy probably was a piece of shit.
Wow. I got this absurd giant Macho Man Randy Savage sip cup thing sitting on my fucking desk.
I've seen that. It's fantastic.
It's got a big straw coming out of the top of his head.
I also have a Macho Man Funko sitting on this desk.
Oh, let's talk about that. I wanted to bring that up.
Funko. Your fucking collection.
So my homeboy messaged me and he's like, I mean, maybe I shouldn't put out his, well, nobody knows who it is. However, he's like, dude, I just sold. Well, first off, he's like, I'm embarrassed to admit, but over the last few years, I've accumulated 400 Funko Pops. Yeah. And he's like, but I just sold them online for $5,000.
Wow.
And I was like, what the fuck? I've got 40 of them sitting here, which is a ridiculous amount anyway. And I think about selling them every day. I want to get rid of them.
And that's fucking wild.
I was like, I want to fucking get rid of these things. I'm like, I don't buy them anymore because I got caught up in it briefly where I just buy them every time they release a new set.
Oh,
but they just never stop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, it never
stops. So fuck that shit. Plus, I've been wanting a new guitar, but I don't want to actually spend my money on it, you know?
Yeah, because that'd trade something in basically.
So I've got rid of this, and I've sold it for enough to buy a new guitar. I sold it for $650.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's the lucky taker?
I don't know, some dude in New York. I don't know.
Fair enough, man. Fucking A.
So that's pretty cool. Someone will order a new guitar and it's going to be awesome.
What kind of guitar are you looking at?
A Jackson Pro Monarch.
Mm. I was looking at that when I bought mine because I got the Jackson, I don't know, Jackson.
Like a dinky?
Yeah.
Arch top.
Dinky. Yeah. So, yeah. It's a very fun guitar to play. Big fan of it. Big fucking fan. I'm not going to be excited about changing the strings, but
yeah,
that's just something I'll have to deal with.
Didn't you also only have like you've never really had a good electric guitar,
I've
right?
Never
I
mean, had
you're
a good
set of piece of shitty.
I got a Slammer when I was a kid, when I was in high school. So that
should be decent. What happened to that thing?
It didn't. It fell apart, man. Like
a hammer,
yeah. It fell apart very early on, like the pickup, like or not the pickup, but the jack, the input or the output, that kept on falling apart. And then I brought it in to get fixed, and it got fixed. And then there was a wiring issue there, so it just stopped.
Love those, man. I used to use as one of my main guitars a '90s Hamer that I put an active EMG in, so it had like modern active pickups, and I rocked that thing all the fucking time because I love those early 90s Hamers. If I saw one if I was out somewhere and I saw one for sale for like $150, I would buy like every one of them because I fucking love them.
mine now has become like I should go and get it fixed, maybe put some new pickups in or something like that. There's something that can be done with it, I'm sure.
But what is this, a Squire?
No, my Slammer.
Well, still have it.
Oh yeah, I still have it. It's become like a wall piece now with a bunch of stickers on it. I bought a sticker pack on eBay as a kid. I know. I know.
Don't oh get my wrong. God!
Like I even took sandpaper to it and shit. And
oh God!
Oh yeah, I know. It was broke, so I just did what I wanted with it.
Just burn it.
Yeah. I did do that with one guitar, though.
Give it a Viking funeral at this point.
I've done that before. I had my first acoustic guitar when it was actually bought for my brother, not me. My brother wanted to get in the guitar, and I had no care for it. And so they got him a miniature acoustic, you know, because he was only a kid. He was like 8 years old. And or I don't know how old he was. And then he stopped using it, and then I just picked it up. And then before we moved to Alberta, I took it to a party and I burned it and Jimi Hendrixed it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was a $70 guitar. It was garbage, right?
Crimes against guitars. anyway, that shows whatever. I don't know what else I have, man. The revival Ron Jericho, I didn't think they really said anything of merit.
Yeah,
hearing them talk about that gimmick thing with those pictures released and stuff, that was pretty fun, I suppose.
That was fun. There wasn't much else of super note. They said from the beginning they didn't want to like burn bridges or whatever, so you knew you weren't getting much of big news. But
Well, the only other thing I want to talk about, and I wasn't going to talk about it when I listened to the show, because you know, I am a mommy. I keep my jeans high and tight. And I listened to that podcast. So I was listening to it, and I was like, "Eh, his take is wrong here. He's also joking."
Yeah,
you can take nothing. That show's like this show. You can't take anything serious.
No,
you know, like I don't even stand by half the shit I say. So whatever, you know.
Yeah, like I get that. But, I will say, big fan. I'm a big fan of Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer. And knowing that their ties with Joe Rogan, and Joe Rogan having his outlook on wrestling too, this is I understand. Like if I didn't like wrestling, I'd probably look at it the same way.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Look, Tom, I follow Proto, okay? And I fucking feather it, brother. So no. But Ziggler responded and all these people got really mad about it, which is whatever. But you know, really? Can we be running the risk of offending people? If he just said WWE, I would have said, you know, you're not that far off, dude. WWE is fucking really bad. I'm not judging if you want to watch that. That's fine. But I understand how somebody who has no understanding of pro wrestling, never watched it, nothing, knows nothing about it, would think that it's fucking stupid and retarded, because it WWE is, and they've put that into people's minds for years. We always said that. That's why your average Joe thinks it's a fucking joke and thinks it's stupid, is because the only thing they've ever seen is this, the dumb shit that WWE does. So I don't think he's that off base, really, if he's talking about WWE. But his the assertion that you know, that everyone thinks it's real. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean,
that is, like, we all know it's fake. Just like, you know, I see somebody tweet the, it's like, hey, Tom Segura, wrestling, you know, might be fake, but so is your circumstances for jokes sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, you make up a fake circumstance, pretend it's a story that you have that actually happened to you. It's like, there's no difference in the two. It's like Game of Thrones. That's the one I always throw out. The dragons in Game of Thrones aren't real. That doesn't stop people from watching it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. So, you know, I just thought it was whatever. I thought a lot of people making themselves look ridiculous.
Like, I'm not going to go
into Satin, for example.
Right. Well, he always looks ridiculous.
Yeah, he does. So, yeah, I mean, I was listening to it. I thought it was whatever. I mean, it's a joke. Nothing serious on that show anyway, but yeah. Yeah, that's my thoughts on it, really.
Yeah. I mean, like, whatever. Like, when I first read it, I was like, Tom Segura, man. Like, I really like Tom Segura. And I was like, oh, wait. I actually watched the video. I was like, I looked at it the same way as you. If you look at it from the WWE perspective, yeah, that was completely true.
Yeah. Here's the deal, man. I'm home here now. Okay. It's just me trying to see how many YMH references I could put all in.
Your mama's house. It's a good show. Dude. I also like Two Bears, One Cave. You're not the Burt Kreischer fan, right? You don't like him.
I mean, I used to, but when he's on podcasts and shit, he's on like 900 podcasts and he's got nothing to talk about. He's like, that's why I got real drunk today in my fucking swimming pool. And I was like,
mm-hmm. See, I only listened to him on the Two Bears, One Cave.
Yeah,
and I haven't listened to that for months.
I don't really like that show, but whatever. Some of this shit was fucking great. I laughed so hard. One of these, Christina P, his wife on the show.
Yes.
But she said that she once went to a WWE show and she just said it was fun. And he responded, and this is a Satin quoting it in his story. Segura responded by saying, quote, yeah, so is the Special Olympics.
It's fucking hilarious, dude. It is.
I was at work. I started like fucking belly laughing at my desk. And everybody's like, what the fuck's going on over there?
So was the Special Olympics. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway.
Like, that's how a lot of people are funny, by, you know, minorly offending some people. You know, you kind of got to offend somebody. Somebody's got to be the butt of the joke. Somebody has to.
Yeah. There you go. So
I got one last piece.
What else want to talk about?
I got one last piece. Okay. Brad Shepherd got fired.
Yeah, from what?
From that wrestling website. They put out a statement. It was just funny.
It wasn't even. It was like a different one, like a Pro Sports Extra.
Isn't that what? I don't know. Does he write for 1,000 websites? I don't fucking know.
I don't know. It was Pro Sports Extra he got fired from, but I don't know what that is. So he got fired from getting paid nothing? I mean,
probably.
That's not that stupid, what is it, Ringside News or whatever, that always uses him as their source for all their stupid fucking stories?
I don't think so, but it is another site that is just garbage and always sending.
Anything that has anything to do with Brad Shepherd is garbage, because he is fucking garbage.
Like, his version of journalistic pieces is top 10 WWE women in bikinis. And it's like, fuck off, dude.
Not because I'm offended that you're looking at women sexually either, just because, like, top 10 shit's fucking dumb.
Yes.
That's why he got a lot of heat for that. Like, how dare he? Ranked the women of what the fuck was that thing? What was going around? Like, wrestling Twitter after dark, and then a bunch of girl wrestling fans posted slutty pictures of themselves, and then if you looked at them sexually, they're like, ew, fuck you, you know. I didn't understand it. So
No, that's just stupid. I mean,
it was like pro wrestling top 100. Twitter thirst trap.
It was. Yeah. Like, I tweeted out a guy just chucking water. You know what I mean? Like, just a gif of it. Wrestling, hashtag wrestling after dark and a gif of a guy chugging water. So it was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, at the same, I can't remember where I was going to go.
He took their pictures and did a story and, like, did a top 10, you know, women of that. And they're like, oh, you took our picture. Your picture's on Twitter anyway. Like,
yeah.
What do you?
Yeah, you put it.
Everybody
on
Twitter, now they want to like, I think they want to be paid for them or something.
Right.
You can use them, but I need to be paid. Are you listening to sign up for my premium snap? What's my going only... on these days, dude?
My only thing.
Can you tell me what's going on these days?
Can I tell you what's going on? People have used the pandemic to be like, well, fuck, I guess this is the urge I needed to sell pictures of my titties. You know what I mean? Like,
back in the day, you could fuck a chubby broad, an ugly broad, because, you know, she's lower in the caste system. You know what I'm saying? There's not dudes who are after her and shit. And it's easy fucking prey. You know, it's the slow, it's the slow fucking wildebeest in the herd. But now she's on some fucked up corner of Reddit where they like, oh, we fucking the horse faced women gone wild or something. And she has all these dudes jacking off over her fucking over her and paying her money to see her, you know, her fucking premium snaps and shit. It's just bizarre. So you can't go and pull one of those now because she has this overly inflated view of herself based on the 50 dudes across the country who, you know, pay her money to see her fucking cleft asshole or whatever the fuck. whatever genre that it falls into. You know,
oh man, that's
big fat broads who stuff themselves full of food.
Yeah, because dudes like to see it.
I don't know what the fuck. Our society is just shit. At this
point. I mean, and you know what? It's society as you know, just as a whole, as a core, really did not change that much. It's just
can you just jack off to, you know, people fucking or something, like chicks fucking masturbating? Like, do we really have to get into this? Do we really have to like jack off to watching women slowly gain weight over time and like eat entire fucking large pizzas and shit and bloat themselves with 2 liters of cola? Like, how do we get to where that's what gets people's dicks hard? That's fucking bizarre.
It's bizarre, but it's always been there. The internet has just opened it up. You know what I mean?
I thought fisting was like the new frontier, you know. I thought we've reached the crescendo of depravity, but
I don't know,
sexual genre, but I guess we haven't.
Then they had tentacle porn, you know. It went downhill.
And then there's dudes like using plungers on women's vaginas and shit. And you're like, what's happening?
Yep, it's weird. It's weird stuff, man. It's weird stuff.
Yeah,
and now it's just like the most popular porn is people pretending to be brother and sister.
Yes,
it's fucking weird, man.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude? People can, you know, people say that you know, where people can't suspend their belief to watch pro wrestling,
but they can to watch porn.
That's the number one most popular thing, on like Pornhub. So people are obviously able to suspend their disbelief.
Yes. Yes, it's possible. You just gotta catch them like before they beat off.
Maybe they need more storylines of incest in pro wrestling. Vince loves those anyway.
Vince does
love
it. He did it.
He's probably got one in the can right now.
He's done it. Him and Steph. He's already done it in like early 2000s.
Yeah,
they backed off on it, but he started it. He started it. Like, he beat the shit out of her at WrestleMania.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sorry, I'm distracted.
That's okay. I'm distracted too because I'm filling up a bowl. Is that what you're doing?
This is standing here like, how long until you're done?
tell her I said hi.
Tyler Fudge says hi.
Yeah. Hey.
She says, hey, Fudge.
Kim Mitchell fucking sucks.
Dude, you don't believe that.
I don't.
She's all about the fucking Kim Mitchell. Anyway, I don't know, other news not related to that, Little Richard, rock and roll fucking icon and originator of rock and roll, died at 87.
Yeah,
he was the gay uncle of rock and roll.
Yeah, he was Ray Charles Gator.
I mean, dude, he doesn't get the credit he deserves as one of the real creators of rock and roll. Did you know that song's original lyrics were about butt fucking?
Really?
That's 100% true, yeah.
Can you give me
an example? It had something to do with Slide It in a Booty and something about Lube It Up and shit. Yeah, look up the original lyrics for it. It's out there.
Huh.
Yeah, man. As a gay man, a gay black man, no less. Fucking amazing.
Yep.
What an amazing story.
Yeah, no, I agree. He always just like I would just look at him and was like, holy fuck, look at that guy. And then you got Wild Man Mark Merrill.
Yeah. Remember when he was randomly on Full House?
Richard, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
But
about?
He would pop up everywhere randomly. He was everywhere. Yeah. He was like Richard Simmons.
I wish Richard Simmons would pop up more.
I haven't seen Richard Simmons in forever. That was a fantastic podcast that you got me into.
Yeah. I don't know. We miss you, Richard Simmons.
Yeah. I'd love to sweat it with the oldies.
Sweat with the oldies.
But yeah.
Sorry, I keep muting because she's going out the door.
That's okay. I understand. I get it. It's okay. We're just smoking weed right now anyways, talking about our little Richard, so.
Yeah, fuck it. Rest in peace to him. Do you know what happened on these shows? I was thinking maybe we'd start doing in the future, maybe not now, but maybe in the future, where we go through and just read the nuts and bolts of what happened on these, on like Raw.
Oh, Jesus.
Just to get an idea of like what the fuck's going on.
I mean,
but now that we're here, I don't want to really do that.
Maybe next week. Maybe next week.
Yeah, dude. I just don't want to, man.
We'll start with
you. Look at,
I'm not prepared.
These SmackDown results look fucking hilarious too. All tag team matches and shit.
Really?
Anyway, show ended with Baron Corbin climbing up a ladder and pulling down a symbolic Money in the Bank briefcase to pose with every fucking year, dude. Every year, it is the same shit.
Yeah, except for this.
How
year,
do you
the
watch
match
this?
Is much different.
Well, yeah, but
we can shit on this all we want. I'm still watching that Money in the Bank match because I'm really intrigued by it. You know what I mean?
Because I'll give you that.
They done well with the Boneyard match, the Firefly Funhouse match. So I think that they'll still do a good job. This has been taped for a couple weeks. They've had weeks to perfect it to make it look as good as possible. It's going to be good.
I think I'm going to have to wait until the next day and find it illegally because I do not subscribe to the network anymore. I said, fuck that. Canceled that shit.
I don't blame you.
I kept it around for pay-per-view take two, and then that ended, and I'm like, NXT, I'm like, by the time I give a fuck to watch NXT, it's like Friday anyway.
Well, I mean, it doesn't come out on Friday. Like, so I'm lucky I even watch it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, like, I barely do.
At 6 o'clock on a Friday, you kind of don't have my attention.
That's true. But anyway, I don't know. What's going on in the Federation?
Federation, right now, we are the episode that will drop on Patreon today, everywhere else on Monday, is legit the episode of Raw on the day of the Hart Michaels fight backstage where Hart tears a clump out of Shawn Michaels' head. So it's that Raw leading up to the Canadian Stampede pay-per-view, which will be coming out next week, but we've already done that episode before. So we're just going to update it with, you know, a modern intro and talk about the news and everything. And then the back end will just be the, it'll be Canadian Stampede Redux. But at the same time next week, we'll be doing Assault on Devil's Island. So you'll get that as well. So.
Oh boy.
Kind of a make piece. Big weeks. And then we got ECW Born to Be Wired the week after. And so, yeah.
Well, there you go. All that and a whole lot more at the Federation. Check that shit out. If you like this, you'll love that.
Yes. Yes, you will.
So, let's see. Money in the Bank.
Okay. Money in the Bank. We got a card.
I mean,
I don't know it.
I got it.
Okay.
It's weird because it's Sunday and Saturday right now. Most people don't really listen to the show until Monday at work, I imagine, is why our Monday numbers are big. So we don't spend a lot of time with this. Big on Mondays.
This should be a t-shirt. Big on Mondays.
It should. It really should. Yeah.
Suplex City.
I'm over on Mondays. There you go.
Maybe I'll try to mock something up for that.
Maybe we're over on Mondays. I like that.
I'll try to do something with it.
Jeff Hardy and Cesaro, which will be Jeff Hardy winning. This is a pre-show match, by the way. Jeff Hardy just re-debuted yesterday.
Debut.
So, what was it I used to watch? Some kind of fucking weird kickboxing or something. They'd say, "Oh, since his debut." His debut.
Debut.
They're building Jeff Hardy up for a thing with Sheamus, I guess. I saw on SmackDown. Sheamus, who's been on a roll crushing people. You know, crushed Tozawa, I think, right? Or was that on? No, that was somebody else.
Yeah, Tozawa did get crushed, though. It's weird to see, like, Tozawa, he's big on Wednesdays. Right? Like, because he loses on Mondays and Fridays or whenever and wins on Wednesdays all the time.
Yeah. That's a whole other topic of discussion, how ridiculous they make that whole thing look.
Yeah.
But anyway. Who gives a fuck? R-Truth versus MVP. Seriously? Is this fucking... Wait a minute. Is this for real?
Have I time traveled?
Are you guys fucking with me?
Yeah, right, like, really, though? Really?
MVP who retired, like, three times already?
Yeah, three times in the last couple months. And then you've got R-Truth, who has been just there for forever.
You got the women's Money in the Bank match.
The women's Money in the Bank match and men's Money in the Bank match happen at the same time.
I guess it doesn't say it here. Is that legit?
That's what I've heard. I mean, it's already been recorded, and I assume that just got leaked out that they happen at the same time.
How are you going to cover? First off, we were like, how are you going to cover one? You know?
I don't know. I hope.
Are you
going to
cover
WCW
fucking all this at once?
I hope.
There's
they
no
don't
way.
Split screen or picture in picture, that would kill it for me.
It can't all be at the same fucking time.
Oh, I assume that this match is going to be like 45 minutes long.
And you know how they cut cameras every like two times every second?
Yeah.
This is going to be a fucking nightmare, dude. They're going to have 900 cameras and they're going to be like cut, 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 cut. Probably. And it'll shake, 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 cut, cut.
Hopefully,
I can't even watch that shit.
Hopefully the corridors are tight enough they can't cut that much, but I don't know.
It's going to look like some kind of fucking, it's going to be like Resident Evil camera angles and shit. Every time it switches, you're going the wrong way. Like, what the fuck?
Now, they fixed that, though. The updated Resident Evil games don't do that.
I know, but the old one did.
The old ones, I hate the old ones. I really do. I'm not going to lie, guys. Like, I once bought Resident Evil for the PlayStation 1.
Dude, yeah, fucking sucks.
Guy, that game is fucking garbage. And I was stupid enough to buy it again when they made the HD remastered, thinking it was going to be a better game. But no, it still fucking sucks.
Every two steps you take, the camera switches to some other bizarre angle.
And then trying to aim, the
direction that you're pressing on your controller is no longer feasible.
Yeah, it's so stupid. It's so fucking stupid. Yeah. It's more frustrating than scary, honestly.
So there's that. The women's match is Asuka, Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, and Carmella. Dude, do you have picks? I really want to pick this one. Nia Jax.
Yeah, Nia Jax. I agree. I was going to say Asuka, but no, you're right, Nia Jax.
Who's been hurting people? Came back from a year after a year. Fucking heavier than when she was there last. Let's be fucking honest here. Just hurting people and stuff to her same old shit.
Gotta love it, man. Gotta love it. But yeah, no, I imagine it's going to be Nia Jax, even though Asuka should have it. But hey.
Oh, boy. You have the men's, Daniel Bryan, Rey Mysterio, Aleister Black, King Corbin, Otis, and AJ Styles.
The part of me just feels like it's going to be King Corbin, honestly. just a big fuck you. But I would like for it, I don't know.
Otis?
Daniel Bryan. Otis, yeah. Otis would be fantastic. Oh, can you imagine him and Mandy with that briefcase? Come on. Just a match made in heaven.
Yeah, I thought that whole story was garbage, but he's tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
Everything I see from that guy, like his personal social media and shit, it's hilarious.
Well, he's been working great. This angle forever, ever since he's been signed. He's been tweeting about his peach Mandy Rose.
Yeah.
He was in NXT, barely even fucking on TV when he started that.
How does that work? That's not sexual harassment.
I assume that they were just friends. I assume. Yeah.
Well, obviously. I mean, you know but I mean? Still, it's kind of weird.
It is. It's like a Beauty and the Beast kind of thing. Hey, it's like you see Mandy Rose and then you see Otis and it's like, fuck.
So your pick, you think King Corbin is going to win this?
I can see it. Well, but see, you know what, though? My thoughts on that came before SmackDown. And seeing that he posed with it on SmackDown, that tells me he's not going to win. Because yeah, it's WWE. It's WWE. So maybe it'll be Bray Wyatt. Because, you know, like, they took the title off of him to give to Goldberg to give the Roman Reigns, and neither one of them are there.
Bray Wyatt's not in the match, though.
Oh, he's not?
No.
So give me again who's in the match.
Daniel Bryan, Rey Mysterio, Aleister Black, King Corbin, Otis, AJ Styles. I'm going with AJ Styles. That's because how they look.
It's got to be King Corbin. Has to be. Has to be. No, it's going to be King Corbin.
I'm going AJ Styles because... They didn't really want to, you know, they beat him at Mania. Like, oh, we got to rehab him, pal. So it'll be him.
I mean, possibly.
I couldn't give a shit about that. I mean, who would?
You wouldn't have to rehab him if you didn't bring him back a month later, though.
Yeah. But Aleister Black, what a nothing. Oh, seriously, what a nothing. They've done nothing with that guy.
Maybe.
It's like, if we put him in this, he'll be fucking over, right?
Yeah. No, it's more like, who can take Rey Mysterio's stuff the best out of these?
What is our plan for this guy? Okay, so our plan is we'll bring him up, and he's really hot right now. Yeah. He's really hot right now. So what we'll do is we'll put him in a room, and we'll have him challenge people and not have matches and not do anything. He'll just challenge people every week, and then finally after months, somebody will knock on the door. But he won't answer it in time, and when he comes out, they'll be gone. And eventually he'll have a match with Buddy Murphy. Fucking superstar, dude. WWE superstar.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, man.
No, Bray Wyatt is challenging Braun Strowman for the WWE Universal Championship.
Bray Wyatt probably wins. Just because Braun wasn't supposed to be champion anyways. He was just a
placement. So this clip, Braun Strowman is on maybe Alexa Bliss's show. Probably.
Alexa Bliss's show?
I don't know. On SmackDown, you know, she has like a little interview thing. Fuck. I think it was on there. Anyway, he opens this gift that they give him and it's a black sheep mask and he's trying to act and he holds it up and he's like trying to like shake and stuff. And it was the fucking worst thing I've ever seen. That dude tried to act. Oh my God.
God damn. Bad.
So yeah, what do you think here? They put it back on Wyatt because they never wanted to put it on Strowman anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I assume is going to happen.
And why doesn't he beat Strowman and then just put Strowman back with him? Just let Strowman be his heater. Because you don't want to actually do anything with Strowman anyway. He finally won the championship, and it was only because you had to. Literally had no other option. So you don't want to do that, so why not just put him with fucking Wyatt? Give Wyatt the belt and put him with the Fiend.
Yeah, do it. Might as well. I mean, Strowman was done anyways, like...
Yeah,
they killed that fucking goose. Like, he could have been a golden goose. Like, he was really over. Like, he was over big, and they just killed it. So,
yeah,
you wouldn't know, but he had a gay porn or something like Lars Sullivan.
Mitch, I can't wait for Mitch to come back. Mitch,
fuck.
If he ever came back, I would live. I'd be like, Mitch.
Yeah, just people in the crowd with Mitch signs.
I don't think you'll ever see that guy again.
No, I don't think so. I think though, you know, I'm shocked he never got released here on this round of releases, but maybe they would have thought that was too suspect.
As I said before, you know, typically if you are a good dude, a stand up dude for the most part, and people liked you and shit.
Yeah.
And you weren't an asshole. If you're like had a gay porn in your past, wrestling fans are like woke enough now that they would support you.
Look at AR Fox. Look at AR Fox.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it's the fact that you were online trying to fucking talk shit on gay people and, you know, using slurs and being a fucking piece of shit. that, dude, you're never gonna live that down. Fuck you. I'm gonna put that in your face forever, you motherfucker. Just because you were a dick. And just because you said shit that was anti-gay. Fuck you. Anti-gay and anti-gay shit. And he said, you know, a dude's peeing in his mouth. Get out of here. Motherfucker. Anyway. I don't know what we're talking. Oh, Bailey is defending against Tamina. And I'm picking Tamina, dude. Seriously.
No.
Serious. I'm picking Tamina.
No, dude. Not with the dark side of the ring and everything coming. They're not going to put it on a snooker. They're not going to forefront a snooker.
No watch. Way. Dude, watch.
No way.
Watch it. Mark it down. I'm going with Tamina.
Yeah. I'm going Bailey.
She cried on the bump recently.
She did. She did because the Usos told her she was going to win.
Yeah, she's going to win.
She's like, I've never won. It makes me so happy that somebody believes in me.
Yeah, she hasn't. She's never fucking done shit. She's like, her story is that she's been there forever. And she's like, oh, I fucking never did anything. Wow, that's a great story. Now you should definitely get the.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of what they did with Mark Henry. You know what I mean? Like, Mark Henry never ever won anything. And all of a sudden, he had this fucking great run.
Too bad there won't be fucking 6,000 idiots in a 10,000 person building, you know, going, you deserve it next week on SmackDown when she wins.
Yeah. At least we don't have crowds. So.
Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins.
Don't care.
The WWE Championship. Have you seen what Drew McIntyre is now these days? I saw some clips of kind of a like, hey, here's what this guy's been doing. Holy shit, man.
What, just counting and delivering?
No, he's like, he does these promos and they're just kind of fucking bizarre. They're super baby faced. They're like, fucking look what we did, you know? We're going to do this. And it's just very bizarre.
Is he Captain Planet now?
I mean, almost, dude, with your powers combined. People liked him when he was a badass and he fucked people up. They don't like this. It's really, really bad. And it's fucking over already. You know, I never understood it when they did it. I was like, this guy, you know, you've Lesnar's beaten everybody and you've decimated everybody to do Lesnar and Roman all the time. It was those two guys and that was it. Fuck everybody else. You killed them all off. And then this is the dude. Come on, man. And people, there's actually people out there who want to see him and Jinder Mahal have a fucking match. I think it's going to happen.
It's wild.
I think he's going to beat Rollins and have a match with Mahal.
That's gross. It is gross. Now, I'm a fan of Drew McIntyre. I like his work. I'm a fan of him being the champion. I'm just not a fan of him now. You know what I mean?
If you saw those promos and stuff that he's doing, you'd hate it really completely.
Oh, I know. I like heel McIntyre. I don't like babyface McIntyre. There's nothing about McIntyre that screams babyface to me.
No, of course not.
No.
Definitely not the babyface that he is now.
No.
Either. Anyway, so we have that. I'm going to go with McIntyre to retain. And then we have a fatal four-way tag team match for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship.
Oh, yeah. We finally get to see Grand Metalik.
Yeah, the Raw championships are not on this show.
No,
the Street Profits. So that bodes well for their tag team division. New Day versus Miz and Morrison versus the Forgotten Sons. I can't believe they brought those fucking guys up. It's funny. Oh, I wonder who will be in that match.
It's not going to be Gunner. It's going to be one half of the Assfuck Twins and the other guy. I don't know his name.
Cutler.
Yeah, not D&D Cutler. Forgotten Cutler.
Yeah, versus Lucha House Party, Metalik and Lindsay Dora. We're going to see about a minute of Grand Metalik. So
get your popcorn out, guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All of us Grand Metalik fans, get ready.
Yeah. Like, I was just going to say, I'm going to check out this match because, like, I haven't seen a Grand Metalik match in years.
The Lindsay Dorado will be a bonus. He'll come in and do his, like, his sweet little fucking spots that he does.
His New Jersey Lucha Libre.
Be fucking awesome. Yeah. So, there you go. I don't know. I don't know who wins that. I don't really care. Forgotten Sons or something.
I assume the New Day keep it. That is my thoughts. Because they don't know what to do with the New Day now. It's just like, give them the tag team titles. New Day.
Title. Lucha House Party. God damn it. Yeah, so this is a pile of shit, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
But we'll watch the Money in the Bank match. I will watch that match to get my metal leak. We'll talk about that next week. It'll be fun. The rest of that shit, I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, there's not really much else planned for the next week of wrestling. So, no, that's the only thing really on the forefront.
Yeah, there you go.
Because they haven't really announced anything for next week.
No.
On AEW or nothing like that, right? Like,
I think they did announce some matches for next week. I don't have them.
That's fair. I don't either. So, whoopee.
What do you think about Moxley and Brody Lee, though? That does nothing for me.
No, not really. There's nothing really stand up about it. You know, it was...
last time they had a match was 2011.
CZW, and they got
beat. In CZW from Small Beginnings Come Great Things from 2011, yeah.
Yeah, and it was
people chanting, "Where's my refund?"
Yeah. Could be a catastrophe. Probably
it wasn't,
not now.
It wasn't a bad match. It was just that they didn't fucking, you know.
It's CZW. You know what they want.
Oh, yeah.
They want blood and guts, and they didn't give it to them.
Yeah. So that's pretty silly. But I just don't care about this. And the Brody Lee had a long promo this week. I thought it was impressively delivered, but still I don't give a fuck about it.
Yeah, it was delivered well. The guy talked really well, but the words behind it didn't have any levity to it.
I don't like it. I don't really like it. I'd rather fucking have Evil Uno. Evil Uno was, he should have just been the leader of the Dark Order. I didn't need a fucking somebody else.
Yeah. I did like the first few weeks where it was blatant Vince, but now it's just like, yeah, they've kind of veered away from that a little bit.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. Fuck it. But do you have anything else?
No.
Oh, how's your snow running going?
Snow runner's going pretty good.
Do you slow down?
What's that?
You slow down on playing it or no?
Well, I've had to slow down on playing it just because of life in general. Like, it's the weekend again, and I'm going to fucking. Yeah. Go party hard on it.
Game is so huge.
Like, it's, can I ask you a question?
Unbelievable.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Like, I've noticed all my tire marks and, like, where I get stuck stays. Like, does that stay forever?
Oh, not forever. I don't think forever.
Okay, good. Because there's certain areas of the maps that I can't even get through anymore. Just because.
Really? When you quit and come back, it's still there?
Well, that's the thing. Usually I just keep the game running and my PlayStation goes to sleep.
Yeah. To play that game by yourself and finish it would take you
a long
time. Hundreds of hours, dude. Because we've been playing it at least two player, sometimes three player. And last night we spent 2 hours on this thing. Three of us all rigged up, big trucks full of shit, big trailers full of shit. We have to go from the dam on Michigan to the next place, island, some kind of island, whatever. And we never made it. We had problems, we had catastrophic shit. I lost part of my load off the side of a cliff. The fuel truck rolled. We had to try to winch him up cliffs. All this fucking shit. And then we spent like 3 hours playing. We did nothing. We accomplished nothing. That game is so ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. I got nobody to play with. So I'm like that lonely kid. So
game so by yourself, some of those like missions are crazy.
Oh, dude, I mean, like some of the beginning ones is like, really, I gotta go all the like cement blocks are heavy.
Yeah.
They're hard to move, bro. And like, I don't have a lot of money right now.
Yeah,
I don't have enough to buy a new truck. I just got my two that I have. Like, how do I fix my fucking beater that's outside of my garage that won't start? Do I gotta load that up on something?
I don't know. You gotta fix it?
It doesn't work, but it's on my map that I could use it. It's just car does not run.
And like, take repair part, repair it.
So like, I've got to bring it to the repair depot place?
No, you gotta take repair parts to it. Put them on your roof rack of your truck, or bring a trailer of it. Yeah, you gotta bring shit and fix it.
Oh, Okay.
Or you can maybe be able to tow it back. It should tell you.
No, God, no, man. I've looked at where the repair shop is. I'm not bringing that goddamn thing anywhere. Like, fuck, man.
Shit. Some people really, like, really did not understand why we were playing this game.
No, they don't.
I get it. I fucking get it.
I do, too. But, man, if you ever wanted to get frustrated to the max at a video game, this is the one.
Yeah.
But it's really rewarding when you finish.
I played it the other day, and two of us, we took that huge trailer. It's like 20 wheels on that fucking thing. I sent you a picture of it.
Yes.
This massive, like, drill. I mean, and it's huge. It's like two lanes wide, and it's fucking absurd. And you got to take it in Alaska through snow and mud and icy roads. It's fucking crazy, dude. And it takes like 45 minutes of driving across the map through all this crazy bullshit.
Yeah.
To make it.
I've taken my truck, and like I need to get to level 6 before I can get mud tires for my truck. And it takes a lot. I don't know how much shit I got to do to get to level 6, but it's a lot. And
dude, it's crazy.
It's hard to get anywhere with mud tires on those big trucks.
I'm trying to look. I'm going to look up how long I've been playing it. I'm only like a level 13. I don't know. I'm trying to look that up. But anyway.
I'm level 3.
I know Mitch plays it on Xbox. I was thinking about hitting him up.
I thought he played it on PC, but.
Oh, maybe. I guess if he uses like an Xbox Live, he would show it on Xbox for me. Maybe he's on a PC.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look it up here. God damn it. Why do I have to sign in every time? Microsoft.
Motherfucker.
But I don't know. I can't.
I do believe that the next iteration of consoles, I will be an Xbox player. I do believe. With all this, like the PlayStation being so goddamn expensive and Xbox claiming that like they're planning on doing true backwards capabilities, right? Aren't they? Or something like that?
Xbox, yeah, all the way back to all the way back to regular Xbox.
I mean, plus I've been dying to play Forza Horizon.
It's on there.
And then everybody I know has an Xbox. Nobody has a PlayStation, but yet PlayStation apparently sold more, right? But nobody I know has one.
I'm trying to fucking figure this out. Here we go. Maybe I'm in the right place now. Trying to see how many hours I have into this stupid game.
But you can't check that on PlayStation unless it tells you.
You can menu. You can check it here. I don't know. I can't fucking figure it out.
Oh well.
Anyhow, do you have anything else?
I believe 15 minutes ago you asked me that same question, but no, the answer is no.
And here we still are.
Yeah.
Well, let's call it then. Let's get the fuck out of here.
There was at one point in time at like the 55 minute mark of the call. I was just like, oh fuck, we're going to be done before an hour. And then all of a sudden it's an hour and 30 minutes. So,
yeah. Well, what are you going to do? I think that's it for this week. When I give some shout outs to our friends in podcasting, In Search of My Lost Soul, Wrestling Overdose, Get in the Corner, Human Experience, Shooting the Shiznit, Horror Cult Club, High Marks, Regularly Scheduled Hostility, Comedy Suplex, Dirt Sheet Dudes, We Need Less Friends, Holy Shit, Midwest Marks, Smack It Down, They Live for Horror, Limbo Cast, Essentially Non-Essential, Fat Superman's Got a Podcast, What Up?
Yes, he does. Fucking A.
So, yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. I got nothing.
So, as always, we thank you very much for listening and supporting the show, interacting on Twitter, all that shit. We'll be back next week. We'll talk Money in the Bank, whatever else happens in the world. Who knows these days, right? Yeah,
you never know. It's
crazy fucking hornets or whatever coming to kill us all. So.
Yeah, coming to decapitate all of our bees.
Yeah. Next, it'll be bears with chainsaws.
You've never seen those before? We got those in Canada.
Yeah. So that's it. All right, well. We'll be back next week. Until then, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you. Be excellent to each other.